everybody. Welcome to The Kelly O Show. I'm your host, Kelly Alexa. This show is dedicated to inspiring women of all ages to pursue excellence in mind, body, and business. After decades of playing small in my own life and staying in the comfort zone, a couple of years of massive chaos and drama in my personal and my professional life forever changed me for the better. Through some tough lessons, I evolved, and I became a stronger and more confident version of myself, fearless, and finally, unapologetically myself. I am now designing my life bigger and better than ever before, and most importantly, I'm designing a life on my terms that is full of joy and happiness. And I think that this is something that's been missing for so many women. They're either staying in the comfort zone like I was, or they've got a life that looks pretty good on the outside, but it's missing real joy and health and happiness. And that is no bueno. I believe that the future is female, and every week this show is going to bring you incredible interviews and live shows that I hope is going to motivate you to take massive action in your life, to leave the comfort zone and go all in, again, to pursue achieving excellence in mind, body, and in business. I hope you enjoy the show, and let's dive in. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. I am very, 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 very happy. You thought I was going to say excited, didn't you? I'm working on getting, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to spend the holiday vacation looking up different words I can use for saying excited, because I catch a lot of crap for saying that about every single guest. But the truth is, I only have people on the show that are amazing and that I am excited about. But I'm going to work on some synonyms there just for you guys. Anyway, today on the show, we have Tanya Clark, and Tanya is amazing. This is a continuation of our business series, ladies. So for those of you, this is the first time you're hearing it. I have launched a business series on The Kelly O Show. And the reason that we're doing this business series where I'm interviewing individuals like Tanya Clark, who has business solutions for entrepreneurs, women in business, but I'm also interviewing successful female entrepreneurs of all kinds, women who are making their income from a blog or from being an influencer, women who are doing side income or full-time income or millionaire income from a network marketing business, women who have founded their own company, women who have made a tremendous income from an Etsy store, any kind of online store, women who are doing some type of, you know, online fitness or nutrition program or coaching program of any kind. Any type of woman who is successful pursuing what she really loves to do, those are the types of women that I'm interviewing on this business series. Why? I'm interviewing women on the business series because I'm passionate about getting you ladies to see that you don't have to stay stuck in a dead-end job, not earning your worth, and just being unfulfilled. If you don't absolutely love what you do, there's a better life for you. And the reason that I want to encourage you to do that is not only so you can earn more money, and with earning more money and building wealth, you can do more for others around you, but by being happier in your life and more fulfilled, you will have far less stress, and therefore your health and your results in the gym are going to benefit. It's all tied together. So that's what we're doing with this business series. And I wanted Tanya Clark to come on the show because when I followed her on Instagram and I saw that she offered business and tax solutions advice for female entrepreneurs, I'm like, this woman needs to come on the show because I need this type of advice. And so many of you who are new to starting your businesses online, whether you have a side hustle or a full-time hustle, or even those of you that have been doing it for a while, you're probably missing out on a lot of, you know, what her passion is helping women realize a lot of the tax benefits they could be, you know, missing out on, but also preventatively what we can be doing to protect ourselves and our business and our assets and ultimately grow our wealth. So she is tremendously talented. She's an attorney with 20 plus years in litigation experience. I hope I'm saying that correctly. I'm reading from my notes, but basically she's a badass and she knows what she's talking about. You are going to learn a ton in this two-part interview. Now, this is a total of just a little bit over 40 minutes. So I had the producers go ahead and make this into a two-part episode rather than one long 45-minute or 42-minute episode. So make sure you listen to both parts, and then we are definitely going to have her back on the show. So at the end of the show, you can listen to how to reach out to us, because if you have questions you want us to cover in future episodes, make sure you let us know on that note as well. But for now, sit back and enjoy this two-part interview with Tanya Clark. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to The Kelly O Show. Today, I am joined by Tanya Clark, who is going to join us and bring her legal expertise. So she is an attorney, and you guys know I have mad love for anyone in the legal profession. We're going to be talking about business and tax solutions for female entrepreneurs and business owners. And I am thrilled to have her on the show because, number one, I know she can educate me on a lot of things that probably some of which I've had to learn the hard way, some of which I still could use some schooling on. But so many of you, when we have polled you and you have shared with us in droves, so many of you are interested in either starting your own business, learning how to maybe start a business on the side of your corporate America gig, but inevitably learning how to pursue your passion, become that solopreneur or that entrepreneur, establish a business, but you don't know where to get started. And having somebody like Tanya be able to come in and talk about really important topics from a business, tax, and a legal perspective is going to be wonderful for all of you. And I know I'm going to be learning right along with you, because these are things you want to know up front. You don't want to necessarily go the hard route of figuring it out as you go. Trust me on that one. You learn the hard way. The biggest lesson that I've said when I look back on being an entrepreneur ever since what I founded Fitfluential back in 2011, hire an attorney earlier. That was like my number one piece of advice to my former self was I should have hired the lawyer and the law firm earlier and handed it off to them. But I digress. So Tanya, I'm so pleased and thrilled that you said yes to being on the show. Welcome. Are you ready to go?
Yes, I am. I'm so excited to be here, Kelly. Thank you for the invitation. I look forward to this. I've been looking forward to this for the past couple of weeks after we spoke before. And I have so much like information to give to your followers, as well as an ebook that'll like kind of put together everything that I'm going to talk about today.
Oh, I'm geeking out at what I know you're going to teach, because I think we connected on Instagram. Is that right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah. And everything for everybody listening, of course, we'll link up to her Instagram profile and her website and everything. But I just remember when I saw what she was putting out on social, any of you that have any entrepreneurial aspirations, if you're thinking about starting a blog and making money from a blog, you know, any type of solopreneur, entrepreneur aspirations, even if it's a side hustle to start, you are going to benefit from the information she's putting out on a regular basis. And then, of course, I know when you're ready to level up, she has, you know, paid services as well. And we'll have you reference that at the end of the show. But I mean, there's so much that when you're getting started, I kind of feel like it's when you become a grown-up, right? We graduate from college, and suddenly those words we've heard our parents talk about when we're growing up, like mortgage and, you know, taxes and, you know, this, that, and the other, you hear all those stuff and all of a sudden you're an adult and you go, how do I know how to change the air filter in my house? Mm-hmm. Like nobody told me how I figure that stuff out. I'm 50 years old. I still call my mom and dad about things. So I feel as though some of these things we're going to talk about today, it's very similar. You start a business and suddenly you're going, how do I know when I need an accountant? Yes. How do I know when I need a lawyer? How do I know if I'm an LLC or an S corp? So some of these things we're going to talk about today, but I think maybe a good way for us to dive into this topic, which is pretty broad, is Tanya, why don't you just, you know, everybody's just getting to know you for the first time in the show today. Tell everybody what it is that you do, how you work with women in business, and what types of services you provide and what you coach on. And then that way we can decide what we're going to talk about first.
Okay, no problem. Tanya Clark, as Kelly's mentioned, and I've been an attorney for, 20 plus years now, a little over 20 years. And I'm saying that, and I'm feeling like I'm dating myself, but, I started my career as a litigator, and then I moved toward commercial transactions, real estate transactions. And I began to have a passion for taking my knowledge base that I use to help multi-billion dollar corporations to help small businesses with a focus on women-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. I've had an opportunity to work with many new entrepreneurs, women who are thinking about becoming entrepreneurs, and women who have taken the leap, started their own business, and decided to become a woman-owned certified business. You know, and that opens a whole nother aspect of revenue for you, just in case you want to work with the government and or work with large corporations in different aspects, and they have certain set-asides for women-owned businesses. So I've had an opportunity to work with, like I said, a number of different organizations, small mom and pop, a little bit larger organizations for consulting, but my focus and my passion has been to help women entrepreneurs. And I come from a long line of women entrepreneurs in my family, from my great grandmother having, I'm from Detroit, Michigan. I actually live in a suburb of Detroit now. But
best airport ever.
Just saying. Very expensive airport too. But come from a place where even my great grandmother, and I am African American, but had a restaurant and a beauty salon. And my grandmother did the same thing and owned real estate. And, you know, so entrepreneurial blood runs deep through me. And to help women is a passion of mine. And something that I mentioned to Kelly before this call, as well as when we were on another call before, that I put together an ebook that I want to offer to all of her followers. And it's not anything that I'm charging for and or anything like that, but just to help you get your feet wet as to what are the seven things that you need to do before starting a business.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I'm going to, you know, just put my, and I should have a link, but I'm not technology savvy, but I'm just going to put my DM out there for you all to just send me a DM and I'll just email it to you. And like I said, it's nothing that has to be paid for anything. And I'm actually working on another one for the tax benefits of under the new tax law as to what entrepreneurs can deduct. I know that Kelly kind of mentioned that I do business consulting as well as tax solutions and tax preparation. And I put that together because a lot of times we start a business, but we don't know. We'll go to H&R Block or we'll go to Liberty Tax or whatever. And you don't have the actual business consulting aspect that's connected to that to help you know all the business deductions that you can take. And especially under the new tax law. The new tax law was inspired by our president, who is a businessman. And it was something that when you actually sit down, break it down, and look at it, it benefits business owners. So since it benefits business owners, we need to take advantage of all of these possibilities that we can get to keep that revenue in our pocket that we've worked so hard to generate in our business. So those are the two things that I really am passionate about, helping women in their businesses, starting them, keeping that revenue, and making sure that you all have all of the tax advantages legally that you can to keep the revenue in your pocket.
I am just finishing my notes on the last part.
Okay.
Sometimes I do one of two things when I'm taking notes. I either write too fast because I want to capture everything and then I can't read my own notes, or I write so I can read and then I'm like, hold on, I'm almost there.
No problem.
Several of these things, this is really good because, you know, it's interesting to me, and this will, I always use myself as the example, and I'm willing to look a little foolish or naive for the sake of everybody on the show listening, because I'll just keep it real. If I don't know something, even if I should know it maybe, or somebody thinks I should know it, I'll just say, I don't know it. What does that mean? What does that acronym stand for? So what's ironic to me is that recently somebody said to me, they private messaged something. Oh, I think I was dropping items off at Goodwill.
And I was, you know, sharing just before Thanksgiving, I said, you guys, now is a really good time. You know, I went through my closet. I had things with tags still on it, you know, really nice stuff. Take it to Goodwill, clean out your closet. We hold on to too much stuff. And somebody private messaged me and said, well, you know, with the new tax laws, that doesn't count. And my first thought was, well, that's annoying. But second of all, I don't know what the new tax laws are. And I will tell you, and everybody listening, from a business perspective, you know, I've gone from founding a company. So being an entrepreneur that had a company and up to 12, 13 employees that worked for me to now I've chosen to go much more of the solopreneur route. But Tanya, I'll be direct with you in saying that as I have made this shift to solopreneur and gotten rid of my old company and shut that down, I really am very lost in this area. And I think a lot of women are in what do you do? How do you, you know, I know enough from my work in corporate America, keep all your receipts.
Yes.
Track your mileage. But somebody asked me this the other day. They, you know, I'm involved, one of my business ventures is a network marketing company. And somebody that came onto my team said, do I, if I'm going to go visit somebody and I'm driving an hour away, do I keep my, do I track my miles? Is that deductible? And my business knowledge from before would say yes. And then I realized I don't know enough to tell her. So this is some really good stuff, because the truth is, you know, as a new business owner, so let me just ask you directly. When you're a new business owner, say you start a blog and maybe you know you're going to be making money from that blog, how does one get in the know on tax solutions? Is it best right out of the door to hire an attorney like yourself? Because I don't know how you would find out what to do in these areas. Cause I, in so many of these areas, I'm lost. And I think a lot of our listeners are like me.
Yes. And I'm going to answer that in two ways.
That was a 2 minute question. I'm sorry. Or 3 minute question.
No. And there's no way that I can cover everything that I would love to say to everybody, but I always say that you need to have your team of advisors as early on as possible when you start a business. And that team of advisors can be and should be an attorney, a CPA in some instances, an insurance agent, someone that can always give you advice as far as being a mentor. I have a big passion for telling people about that as well, because a lot of times we want to be Amazon. Or we want to be Google. But most of the times we're not. And most of the times, whatever you're deciding to do, someone has already done. So if you can seek out someone who can help you over the obstacles and the bumps early on, that will prevent a lot of time wasted, money wasted, and heartache. Okay. But in the beginning, I always say you should seek out your team of advisors, which includes at the minimum those people. And, you know, another thing too, that no one wants to rain on anyone's parade, okay? And one of the first things that I cover in the book is making sure that you research your market, because you may have a passion for, and I'm not going to say anything about making cupcakes or whatever. You know, you may have a passion for something, but is your idea worth the effort? And what is your target market? Who are your competitors? What are the trends in your industry? You know, you need to research before spending your time and your money into something that may not be as profitable as you may want it to be, especially if you're thinking about quitting your job. That's, you know, something that I always want people to understand, because, you know, you have this passion, and, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, your passion will provide the way for you. And that's really good to say, but let's really talk about the knowledge of your chosen industry. And, you know, what data do you have to back this up? Is this really going to pay you what you think it's going to pay you? You got to know your numbers. And flowing into that next topic, from knowing your numbers, you need to have a business plan. Now, I know people hate business plan. I know people hate, you know, having a 50-page dissertation, document, thesis, whatever you want to call it. And a business plan does not have to be that detailed, unless you're going to try to get funding from a VC or from a bank or something like that. But you need to still at the least have a workflow and a guideline and a timeline as to how you're going to do what you're saying that you want to do with a strategic marketing plan, and you know your demographics. I mean, you and I had a conversation right before this call, and you gave me your demographics of your followers. Mm-hmm. You know who your followers are. You know your numbers because you've had, you know, this business before. But for someone that's a newbie, they have to do that research, and they need to have a plan in place that gives them kind of a timeline, workflow, your financing, how you're going to, what's, and I always say it should be a 1 to 3 year kind of a plan, you know, and with some projections in there, aims and aspirations, your goals, and how you're going to finance this stuff, and I mean, everything, and really, really solid marketing strategy. You know, we have the benefit now of social media. Mm-hmm. And we have the benefit of having social media multimillionaires. Everybody's not going to be a social media multimillionaire. So some people still use direct marketing. Some people, direct mail. Some people still use email. Well, you shouldn't use email list. You should always be building your email list. But some people use, you know, cable television. Some people use flyers. You know, don't just totally discount traditional methods that Absolutely. Are less expensive. Yeah, that are less expensive than TV, radio, and things like that. But social media, of course, should be a big part of it. But that's, you know, these are the things that, you know, I try to help people to really think about, flesh out in that plan, and think about whether you're going to be a brick and mortar, or you're going to be online, or are you going to do both? Because if we look at retail right now, brick and mortar is suffering. The large players in brick and mortar is suffering. You know, so what are you going to do a combination of both, or what are you going to do? And with brick and mortar, it takes a lot more money to get those leases, to get that equipment, to get, you know, so I mean, there's a gamut of things that you have to really think about in the beginning. And I really believe that a business plan will help you flesh out that process.
True. And I'm really glad that you brought that up, because I can tell you, and people know I have shared my story of, you know, when I first made the leap, I call myself the most unexpected entrepreneur on the planet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I left corporate America to found Fitfluential, I never had aspirations to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. It was a time when I was almost maybe running from something than running to something. Mm-hmm. And I was fortunate enough to have gone with my gut, seen an opportunity, and I built, you know, I was first to market. So I was the first ever niche fitness influencer company. And we were swamped out of the gate. So back then, I didn't have a plan. I went with kind of, truthfully, I did. I went with my gut, and what I envisioned the company was going to be was an event-based company. What we turned out to be was a combination of a fitness influencer network with an agency, and we brought those two together to do social media marketing campaigns for brands. Mm-hmm. But for everybody listening, if you think I knew that going into it, no, I did not have a business plan. I brought people on to work for me for free in the beginning. We figured it out along the way. I am not at all recommending that. And what I can tell you is that everything, so I know that a lot of you listening that are thinking about starting a side hustle, thinking about maybe you want to be a blogger or an influencer who makes their money like several that I've interviewed on this business series. You want to do that. You're like, I want to be like the clean eating couple, and she replaced her full-time income, and she's now making her income from the blog, and it's doubled. It sounds simpler than it is, but she had a plan. And what I can tell you is everything Tanya just outlined can sound very intimidating, and it can, I bet some of you listening are going to go, oh dude, I am not going to do that. Is too much work. This isn't meant for me. Don't do that. Because what I can tell you is, even though it seems completely like another world for you because you haven't done it before, think of all the things in your life you haven't done before and you figured it out. For those of you that are moms, I bet you didn't think before you had a baby that you'd be able to have a baby. I have not. So, but what she's saying is so key. And the other thing I will tell you is there are so many resources that can teach you what you, I've taken a lot of these courses because now that I'm moving from owning a company where other people executed things for me to doing things on my own, which I'm geekily loving, but I've had to learn SEO. I never had to know SEO before. Mm-hmm. And so just know that there are, and that's the wonderful thing about, in my opinion, a solid percentage of women out there, they want to help. There are more women like Tanya out there who want to help other female entrepreneurs and will point you in the right direction. And incidentally, Tanya, I want to introduce you to Jenny Meyer, who has been on this show. Mm-hmm. She's just launched a business called Simplified CEO. And you guys need to know each other because what she's offering are services that help women more along the ideation side of starting a new business. Mm-hmm. And I think she would love to have you as a resource expert in your area to help all the people that are taking her course and starting their business.
Okay, sounds wonderful. I would love to do that.
I definitely want to connect you. And the reason that I'm saying that on the show, you guys, instead of offline, this is what real women do. You help each other. You connect each other. It all comes back to you. So that's the good thing.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. This marks the end of part one of this two-part interview with Tanya Clark. Make sure you tune in to part two.